The Sticking Point Solution. 9 Ways to Move Your Business from Stagnation to Stunning Growth in Tough Economic Times, author Jay Abraham. For all the pain they cause, economic downturns allow us to discover the areas of growth that are actually more plentiful in hard times than in boom times. And that's why such downturns should be appreciated. In bad economy, you can win easily if you know how to benefit from bad times. The stock market gyrations reached an unprecedented level. On one day in particular, the market dropped more than 700 points. But during the same day, 100 stocks went up. Why is that even when the news is at its worst, some companies are having their best year ever? And why can't you? Probably the starting point is to ask whether your business or enterprise is stuck or not. 9 sticking points getting in the way of your success. We have identified the presence of 9 major areas in which businesses get stuck, in good and bad times. So let's have a look at them. 1. Some businesses are stuck losing out to competitors. If your competitors are making gains on you, it doesn't necessarily mean that they offer better products or services. They're probably taking a wiser approach to positioning, marketing, and selling. It may also mean that your approach isn't working. How do you engineer a breakthrough? How do you take controlled risks? How do you look outside your own industry for breakthroughs that can be applied to your own business? When you get answers to these questions, you'll no longer be stuck losing out to competitors. 2. Some businesses are stuck not selling enough. How do you change the game so that you're selling to more people? Selling more things more often and closing more sales faster and more easily. There are multiple elements of your business that can be changed for the better. First, the way your sales force sells, which involves training all your salespeople in consultative selling techniques. Second, your advertising, which may be dry, tactical, rather than strategic and ineffective. How changing something as seemingly simple as the headlines in your advertising can bring an avalanche of new business to your doorstep. There are plenty of other areas in your business where change can be extremely healthy and beneficial. The way you leverage, for example, or your business's overarching message. 3. Some businesses are stuck with erratic business volume. Erratic, unpredictable business volume occurs when a business fails to be strategic, systematic, and analytical. Let's define our terms. A migration strategy involves targeting the best quality and quantity or prospects, getting them interested in your proposition, making them a proposal they can't refuse, selling them and continuously reselling them. You're migrating them into, through, and up your sales system. The strategy begins with creating an integrated system to start relationships with buyers and/or visitors to your business, including such means as the phone, website, catalog, showroom, technical support, product information requests, or however else they were brought into your company. 4. Some businesses are stuck failing to strategize. If you were to keep a diary of all your business activities for a month, you might discover that 80% of those activities are non-productive and non-strategic. Most entrepreneurs fail to focus on strategizing, managing, and working on higher performing growth issues. They micromanage but never macromanage. They just keep on spending time, money, and human capital the way they have always spent them, with the same lackluster results. They're putting out day-to-day tactical fires, working harder and harder for the businesses, instead of getting the business to work harder and harder for them. 5. Some businesses are stuck with costs eating up all the profits. Why do costs eat up all the profits for stagnating businesses? First, most enterprises don't measure the return on their marketing investment, and even if they do, they'd find that their current marketing strategy is in a sinkhole. Second, they look at cutting back the investment they made on sales and marketing during tough times, just when they need to be bolstering those functions, provided they know how to make this added investment pay off. Third, they need to adjust their measurement horizon in terms of their overall outlook in any activity that they do because the business is declining. They can't operate. They need to switch to triage marketing. They don't have a clue about what motivates the first-time buyer or prospect, so they're spending either too much or too little. 6. Some businesses are stuck still doing what's not working. Some entrepreneurs, business owners, and executives simply can't push themselves beyond the status quo. Most people in business, no matter what their industry is, have a highly predictable tendency to do their business from a revenue-generating stance similar to that of everyone else in the industry. But it doesn't have to be this way. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, you aren't differentiating yourself from the other competitors. You're marginalizing and commoditizing yourself. 7. some businesses are stuck being marginalized by the marketplace. The starting point for success is your own vision and image of yourself and your business. If you think you're a commodity, a generic product, or a service like any other, then that's what you'll be. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You will do what everyone else does. You'll price the same way as everyone else. You'll sell, market, communicate, and deal with people and relate to clients the same way as everyone else. That's akin to accepting your own death sentence. Number 8. Some businesses are stuck with mediocre marketing. Most entrepreneurs fail to understand that the difference between mediocrity and making millions has more to do with effective marketing than any other single factor. And let's define marketing as teaching the folks in the given marketplace that your particular business can solve their problems, fill their voids or achieve opportunities, hopes and goals the way no other business can. Your consumer and prospects may never even have verbalized these problems. Yet if your business can get the chance to powerfully communicate about its ability to do these things, it will experience outstanding growth. Number 9. Some businesses are stuck saying, "I can do it myself." It's appropriate for a child to say, "I can do it myself," when tying their shoes, buckling a seatbelt, or shooting a basket. Children need to be encouraged to learn to fend for themselves. But in the business world, the notion of "I can do it myself" leads far more often to heartache and failure than success. Today's journey towards an unstuck tomorrow. What's it like to be unstuck? Imagine feeling in control of your destiny for the very first time. Imagine that your competitors and the faltering economy don't frighten you, but rather challenge you to conjure up innovative solutions. You'll see hard times as an opportunity for infinite growth, whereas your competitors will cower in the corner, waiting for the sun to return. Meanwhile, you're ready to soar. That time has come, and you're ready now. The future is clear. You can predict what tomorrow will bring, as well as the next month and even the next year, because you now have a goal. You've established a strategic process for reaching that goal, and every business activity is launched with that goal in mind. Your business is working harder for you than you're working for it. You have multiple activities underway to source new prospects, and you have the necessary machine in place to migrate them through a long-term systematic process that has no end. You've established methods to attract referrals of the highest quality and quantity, which will be moved through the same machine in good time.